Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. First off, I want to thank everybody who tweeted me or emailed me and that was concerned whether or not I got my new iPhone 7 Plus. Yes, I did. Still not exactly sure how to use it, but I've got it. I appreciate the concern. First, you might have noticed, depending on when you normally listen to us, that this episode came out about 2.5 hours later than normal, and the reason for that is because we wanted to be amongst the first to share with you that the new musical Amelie will open on Broadway this April, starring Tony nominee Philippa Sue and Adam Chandler Barratt. The musical will begin performances at the Walter Kerr Theater on March 9th with an official opening on April 3rd. The musical is based on a charming 2001 French film that was nominated for 5 Academy Awards. The show will be directed by Tony winner Pam McKinnon, and features a book by Craig Lucas, music by Daniel Messi, and lyrics by Messi and Nathan Tyson. The show had a world premiere in 2015 at the Berkeley Rep, you might remember, which starred Chandler Barratt and Samantha Barks, who played Eponine in the West End and in the movie version of Les Mis. But after ending her run in Hamilton, Sue returned to the project, which she first began in the very first workshops of the show. Another out-of-town tryout, led by Sue and Chandler Barratt, begins performances at LA's Amundsen Theater on December 4th and runs through January 15th. Additional casting for the Broadway production will be announced at a later date, and consulting my spreadsheet, as you know I like to do, that means we are down to just 2 vacant houses for the spring, not counting any inevitable closings, obviously. Those houses are the Hudson, which was left empty by the change in plans for Burn This, and the Roundabout Theater Company Studio 54. Will one or both of these houses find a tenant in time for the Tony cutoffs? Only time will tell, and when it does, we'll be sure to tell you. Now, moving on to some shows that have very specific plans, just not for Broadway, we've been telling you about this immersive production of Sweeney Todd that's transferring from London's Tooting Arts Club to the Barrow Street Theatre this February. We already knew that original UK stars Jeremy Seacombe and Siobhan McCarthy would be reprising their roles as Sweeney and Mrs. Lovett, and that Broadway favorites Matt Doyle, Alex Finke, Betsy Morgan, and Brad Oscar would be playing Anthony, Joanna, Pirelli and the Beggar Woman, and The Beetle, respectively. Well, we learned something new yesterday, and it's pretty exciting. That is that Seacombe and McCarthy, as well as Duncan Smith and Joseph Taylor, who are playing Judge Turpin and Tobias, would be leaving the production on April 9th, and that they would be replaced by Tony nominees, get this, Norm Lewis and Carolee Carmello as Mr. T and Mrs. Lovett. And Jamie Jackson, most recently of Dr. Zhivago on Broadway, would play Turpin, and John Michael Lyles would be Tobias. The show begins performances on Valentine's Day, and the new cast members take over on April 11th, and the run is technically open-ended, so tickets are on sale currently through mid-August. Remember, this is the production that takes place in an actual working pie shop. In London, it actually was in a pie shop. In New York, the Barrow Street Theater will be turned into a pie shop, and they will be serving pie and mash for $20, beginning an hour before every performance. The New York premiere of John Kander's latest musical, Kid Victory, will make its New York premiere at the Vineyard Theater beginning on February 1st. This previously announced production will be directed by Liesl Tommy and features a book and lyrics by Greg Pierce. The play follows 17-year-old Luke, who returns to a small Kansas town after a wrenching one-year absence. As his friendship grows with the town misfit Emily, his parents realize that in order to truly find their son, they must confront some unnerving truths about his disappearance. This is Kander's first show to come to New York that he completely wrote with someone else, following the death of longtime collaborator Fred Ebb. Fred died while the pair was working on the eventual Tony-winning show Curtains. Casting for Kid Victory will be announced soon. On Monday's show, we told you that the Regent's Park Open Air Theater's production of Jesus Christ Superstar won the Best Musical Award at this past weekend's London Evening Standard Theater Awards. Well, perhaps spurred on by that honor, TheStage.com is reporting that the park will revive the production for 41 performances from August 11th through September 16th of next year. Back in the spring, early summer, we told you that this production was getting rave reviews, and there was some early scuttlebutt about it actually transferring to New York at some point. Perhaps this is a test run with some big stars, who knows, but definitely keep an eye on that. Due to popular demand and strong reviews, the Signature Theatre announced yesterday that their off-Broadway revival of Athol Fugard's Master Harold and the Boys has been extended for a second time and will now run through December 11th at the Irene Diamond Stage at the Pershing Square Signature Center. Now, moving off the stage and onto the digital airwaves, as part of the promotional push for the upcoming Disney movie musical Moana, which I am seeing tonight, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's one of the movie's composers, has been popping up on all sorts of talk shows, from Jimmy Kimmel to Ellen, and now to WTF with Marc Maron, one of, if not the, most popular podcast there is. Lin and the Podfather discuss everything from Hamilton, obviously, to Weird Al Yankovic. It's a really good listen if you aren't familiar with Marc Maron. He's a great comedian, but also a really, really great interviewer. And Lin, as he talks about in the show, is a fan of Marc's, so it's cool to hear them go back and forth. We will have a link in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com to WTF. Also in the podcasting world, I wanted to give a special shout out to our friend Patrick Hines, who released his third podcast, Broadway Backstory, yesterday. The first two episodes were released yesterday, and they chronicle the journey In the Heights took from a small little project at Wesleyan University that Lin-Manuel Miranda was kind of doing on his own to a Tony-winning Broadway show. This new podcast is done in conjunction with Today Ticks, and Patrick has been doing so many interviews to get the inside story of how Broadway shows go from an idea to an actual production. I've been fortunate enough to listen in on some of these interviews with Patrick and do some recording for him, so I know the content that he has is remarkable. He's doing some great, great stuff. I don't want to spoil any secrets. I don't know if he's really released all of the Broadway shows that are going to be chronicled in this first season of Broadway Backstory, but I can tell you from what I've been a part of and been privileged enough to hear, there's some great things. And as you can tell from these first few episodes about In the Heights, he pretty much talks to everybody. You know, when your first guest on the podcast is Lin-Manuel Miranda, and that's followed up by Tommy Kail, you know that you've got some cred. I've been telling Patrick, as I tweeted yesterday, for about 2.5 years that I really think that he is going to become the Dick Cavett or Charlie Rose of the theater community. He does remarkable work, and I think he might already be there. But if not, Broadway Backstory is such a brilliant project. Patrick is a great storyteller and really has a remarkable talent for bringing out nuances and details about these shows that you think you know, but you've never heard before. So congratulations to Patrick. Definitely check those out. We'll have the link, obviously, in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com, but you can get WTF with Marc Maron or Broadway Backstory in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you get podcasts. I definitely recommend listening to both of those. All right, that's all we have today. Thank you for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.